Spare Parts, page 93. The teachers laid out their plan at the next team meeting. This would be everyone's first year competing in an underwater robotics event. They were at a real disadvantage, but they had a choice of whom they could lose to. "Would you rather get beat by a bunch of high schoolers or by MIT?" Freddie asked. "Who's MIT?" Oscar said. None of the students had heard of the university. "It's the best engineering school in the country," Alan said. "Maybe even the world." "It's basically a school filled with Christians," Freddie said. "So it's like a school for dorks," Lorenzo quipped. "Shut up," Christian snapped. Luis watched in bemused silence, a slight grin on his face. "You want us to go up against the best school in the country?" Oscar asked, still trying to get his mind around the idea. "We want you to have a good time and learn a lot," Freddie said. "And if you're in the mix with MIT, you'll probably learn more than you would from lesser teams." "I'm not going to enter something to lose," Oscar said. After his years as a standout ROTC cadet had failed to lead to a career in the military, he didn't want to waste his time again. "Then let's work hard and build a great robot," Alan said. "What are our chances of doing well?" Oscar asked. "We can aim to not finish last," Freddie said, trying to be realistic. "That'll be a good goal." Lorenzo giggled. "That can be like our motto. Don't finish last."